Worship Radio 247.
Hour one nugget.
It's the hour one nugget, and my many thanks to Thomas, Andrew's son, for doing that little jingle for us. I love it. We're looking at God's love today, and we're at part 18. And today is John's Gospel, the 13th chapter. And from verse 34, these are the words of our Lord Jesus. He says this: "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Jesus was talking so passionately to the 12, or rather to the 11 at that time, because that was right at the time when Jesus had pointed out that one of them was going to betray him. And it was at that point that Judas left. And so he was left with the 11. It says here in verse 31, "As soon as Judas left the room, Jesus said, 'The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory, and God will be glorified because of him. And since God receives glory because of the Son, he will soon give glory to the Son.' And then he said, 'Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer. As I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me, but you can't come where I am going.'" Jesus was about to be crucified. He knew that. And so I can just try. I can just try and imagine what Jesus was going through when he was saying these words. But he was about his Father's business, and he had to do what his Father had told him to do. The Bible tells us that the Father turned his face away when Jesus was being crucified. He couldn't watch. But Jesus knew what he had to do, beloved. He knew it. And so therefore, he just looks at the 12, or looks at the 11, and says to them with such love and tenderness in his voice and in his heart, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other." There's some important words there. And one of those words is commandment. Jesus isn't giving this as a suggestion. I was talking to a great friend of mine yesterday, and as we were discussing things, he was telling me how he is so filled with anger when he thinks about all of these ministries around the world, broadcast ministries that are, in his words, manipulating people for money. Now, I don't go along with that. I don't go along with the thought that these television stations, radio stations, are manipulating people for money. I go along with this: I will not judge. That is up to them what they do. But I was saying this to my friend, I said, that is completely up to them. And it's between them and Almighty God. It's nothing to do with me. God knows what he's doing. I said, what is at issue? What is important to me is this. We are commanded by the Lord Jesus to love one another. And if we're finding fault with another brother, if we're finding fault with another ministry, then that's judgmental. We are supposed to judge them. And then he said to me, yeah, but if a Christian is doing something wrong, we should call them out. And then I said, they are doing something wrong in your estimation. If God Almighty has told you that they are doing wrong and you are to call them out, then do that. If he hasn't, then don't. Because we have to love one another. And we have no choice. And he was then saying to me, well, I don't have to love them. And I said, we have to love one another. What does that mean to you? We have to love one another. And I will preach this, beloved, until my dying day. God Almighty told me some years ago, tell my people about my love, and I will. And I continue to do that. It's all about God's love. But we must do that which God has told us to do. And right here, I believe here is the biggest commandment of them all. He says, so now I'm giving you a commandment. He doesn't say this. He doesn't say, so now I'm giving you a humble suggestion. This is what I'd like you to do. He's saying, no, here's a commandment. And my commandment is this. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. And then he says, why? Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. I'll say that again. Jesus said these words, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. It is proof, beloved. When we love one another as we do, it is proof. And it is proof to the world that we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. It is proof that his love is within us. It is proof that he loves us. You know, this whole series that I'm doing on God's love, I don't think I've ever had more passion for another series than this. Because it is about God loving us so intensely that he encourages us to love one another in the same way that Christ loved us. And that's the thing. If Jesus is saying, love one another as I have loved you, he's saying it for a reason, which means you have the ability in your heart, in your life, in your mind, you have the ability to love your brothers and sisters with the same love that Jesus had for you. Why am I saying that? Because Jesus is. Love one another just as I have loved you. He's telling you very clearly. You have the power to love one another as Jesus has loved you first. You have that power. And I believe all you need to do is ask the Lord Jesus himself for help in this. If you're finding it difficult to love, then to begin with, I believe that you shouldn't love with your heart. Our hearts are corrupt. I bought a word on that not long ago. Our hearts are corrupt, but our minds aren't. If we set our heart and our mind on Jesus Christ, he is going to guide us in this. And I believe the way to do that is with our will. If you make a decision in your heart, in your mind especially, if you make a decision that you are going to love, then say to the Lord Jesus Christ, I've made that decision. Please help me in that. Please show me how to love as you have loved me. Quite simply, it's His commandment. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, with my will, I will love the same way you loved. Help me in this, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.